Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. My goodness, was just looking at the numbers, and believe it or not, we're nearly three times as big as we were 90 days ago. That we have, from a sales perspective, nearly tripled our business in the last 90 days, and from an enrollment perspective, we're now bringing in more than three times as many people every single day as we were 3 months ago. So great, great, great stuff happening. We're going to be talking about creating success, a formula for success. And obviously some people have figured out that formula because of the way this business is growing. But one of the things that I believe in, and I know that our owner, David Sandoval, believes in, is there's always opportunities to get better. There's always opportunities to learn more. And so hopefully on tonight's call, you'll learn a couple things that you can add into your own formula for success, whether it's for Purium, whether it's for business in general, or whether it's for your life. But before we get into some announcements and also our training tonight, I want to turn the call over to David Sandoval so he can talk a little bit about what he's going to be doing every Wednesday night and a special call we have tomorrow night. So, David, are you on the line?
I think I am.
Okay. Well, you definitely are.
Okay, great. So as long as you can hear me. And everybody, thank you so much for being with us tonight. As David said, it is a very, very exciting time. I am, you know, if we were every single day, and don't take this wrong, but I'm getting complaints about people not being able to get through to our operators. I'm getting complaints about people's shipments being a couple of days late. And I'm like, wow, you know, if that was happening when business wasn't growing, I'd be really upset. And I'm not happy about it now, but I am silently smiling. Because the reason orders are a couple of days late on occasion, the reason why you can't get through to the operators on occasion is because, as David just said, we're three times bigger 90 days later. That's a beautiful thing, and I have you to thank for it, and I want to thank you for it. I want to tell you what an amazing job you're doing and just what an incredible community it is building around this concept of clean living, clean eating, but not, how could you say, fanatical living. We're not telling you to become a raw food vegan. We're not telling you, you know, that you could never, ever do certain things again. We're telling you that once you experience what we have to offer, it's amazing. And we have about 50 or more amazing products. And I realize that without the opportunity to share more time with you. And so I've hijacked Wednesdays. That's a bad term to use in the news today. I apologize. I have taken over Wednesdays because it is just time for me to educate people in a deeper and wider basis. And tomorrow night's call is sort of a very special call because we're always seeking to maintain the highest standards available in this industry. And we have been working and taking steps, and I have an announcement to make tomorrow night about a big leap forward that we've taken in our standards as an innovator in the network and in network marketing industry. And so tomorrow night, I hope that you'll join me. I hope you'll encourage others to do the same. It's a very proud moment for Purium Health Products, one I want to share with you. And we're also going to, of course, do what we do best, which is cover one or two of my favorite products I want you to understand more about, so that when you talk to people and they ask, you know, who is this company? Is it just about transformation? Of course it is. But transformation comes in many different ways. And we have over 50 transformative products, and I can't wait to share them with you, which I'm going to do each and every Wednesday, starting tomorrow, with a very special announcement, something we and you will be very proud of, and that's all I could say for now.
Well, good. Well, I know what that announcement is. I'm going to be on the line, and it is a huge, huge deal. So thanks for, first of all, making it happen, and secondly, I think you're going to have some fun talking about it tomorrow night. It is a big deal. It is something that is a game changer. And for our industry, for the network marketing industry, Purium is going to be a leader, and we always have been, and now we've got some additional recognition and verification accolades around that, and so looking forward to that call. It's going to be a big deal, and every Wednesday night is a big deal, but this is going to be a special one. So thanks, David, for coming on.
And the last thing I just want to say is, and this is just a thought that is so very important, and tonight, if you're on this call, this training call, there's something that is really, really so true that's said and forgotten, and that's that you never plan to fail, but you do fail to plan. And if you have a plan, and we have a plan for you, but your plan plus our plan is a recipe for success. There are the ingredients for success, but you have to have a plan. It cannot just be our plan. The only plan you have to have is, I'm going to spend time and effort, and we will help you to execute a great plan if you give us time and effort. So David Litt's going to take it from here. Thanks again for being on this call, and thanks to everybody who is making this explosive growth a possibility, because to be honest with you, when August rolls around, today is going to look like 10 years ago. We're going to be putting on the afterburners and never looking back come August. So, have we haven't announced that yet, have we? Never mind. Anyway, more to come. I'll turn it over to David Litt.
Well, thanks so much. And, David, you're absolutely right. You know, the success formula does have a lot to do with action. We're going to talk about that in just one second, but I want to make a couple more announcements before we get into the training. And the first is, you know, you talked about the transformation. I hope that everyone saw the email blast today. We had an amazing before and after photos of a young woman named Monica. She's 23. I think she just turned 24 years old. She lost 120 pounds in the last year, starting with the transformation, doing the transformation and the continuation multiple times, but also just being on the Purium products. And as you said, David, you know, they are transformative products. And if you saw that before and after photo, it was just so amazing. And she's going to be on Thursday night's call. So tomorrow night, you got David Sandoval. Tomorrow or Thursday night, we've got Monica sharing her story about losing 120 pounds. So definitely want to invite guests onto that as well. And then we've got a tour coming up on the 24th, Diamond Club in April. Our Gold Rush continues. Our $500 Diamond Achievement Bonus continues. So March is set up for success, and we want to make sure that you've got the formula for success, and that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight. So as far as the formula for success goes, most people talk about the what, you know, what you do, and that's certainly important, and we're going to talk about that. But when I look at high performers, it's as much or more about how they do it than what they do. And so what I mean by that is that how they do things, if you look at a David Sandoval, if you look at a Brandy Shinoto or an Ian Ferrar, if you look at a Steve Jobs, if you look at people that have been very, very successful in their lives, they do a few things differently than other people do, and it's not the what, it's the how. Number one is beginning with the end in mind. They have a big, big vision of what they want to accomplish. And so if you're the CEO of your own business, the CEO of your own life, then you might as well start big and accomplish something important. The second thing is that they're very clear about what they want to accomplish. They're very simple about describing it. And they focus on the now, on the present, on the one big thing. And it's that focus that continues to move them step by step and drives the what of what they do. And the last piece is that they think bigger and they think faster. They put more energy, more force into what they're doing. So it's how they go about making things work that makes them more successful. So we're going to talk about the mechanics about the what, but I want to recap that one more time, is the how, which is beginning with the end in mind, being simple, clear, focused on this one big thing, and putting more energy, more focus, more speed, more effort against it. That's what makes successful people successful. So the mechanics are important, but you're better off with the big picture, with the clarity and simplicity, and with the effort and energy and focus thinking in the present, thinking in the now, that even if you're not doing exactly the right steps in exactly the right order, you're going to have a way better chance of succeeding. And so, that first idea that I communicated was beginning with the end in mind. And one of my favorite quotes about that, and maybe something that will get you thinking a little bit, comes from Alice in Wonderland. It's a great story. It's a great movie from Lewis Carroll. And this part about beginning with the end in mind and understanding where you want to go, this excerpt from Alice in Wonderland says that one day Alice came to a fork in the road and she saw a Cheshire cat in a tree. And Alice asked, "Which road do I take?" And his response was, "Where do you want to go?" And Alice said, "I don't know." And then the Cheshire cat said, "Well, then it really doesn't matter." So it doesn't matter what road you take if you don't know where you want to go. And it sounds so silly, but if you ask that big question to yourself, where do you want to go? What is your destination in your Purium business? How big, how fast, how clear, how simple, what does it look like that you want to accomplish? Then it gets much easier to go through the activities necessary to accomplish it, or said a different way, the bigger your why, the easier your how. So the mechanics are very similar for everyone, but successful people have a bigger why. They have a bigger understanding of what they want to accomplish, a more clear goal. David Sandoval knew when he opened up Purium and when he opened up this manufacturing facility, he had a very clear understanding and a passion about green foods and a passion about what people were eating was not okay. When Steve Jobs started Apple Computers, he had a very clear job a clear understanding that computers were too complicated and he wanted to make it simple and fun for everyone to use. So the more clear you are, the simpler you can make it, the bigger you can think about it, and the more that you can tap into your belief and passion, the easier it is for you to have success. Now, you may have heard of this saying, and I think this really helps to lay out the what, the success formula. And this is not a Purium success formula necessarily, although it certainly will apply to Purium, and I'd like you to be thinking about it in regards to your Purium business, but you may have heard of this saying, and I think it's really, really great, which is thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become habits, habits become character, and character is everything. Thoughts become words, words become action, action becomes habit, habit becomes character, and character is everything. And that really is true. And that is the key to the what side of the success formula. It's that upward spiral of success that starts in your brain and starts in your heart. It starts with your thoughts, and then it moves to your actions, and it moves to your habits, and then it moves to your character. And so if I was to lay out that success formula a little bit more specifically for business and a little bit more successfully for Purium, it starts with thoughts. It starts with your belief. It starts with your passion. And it starts with your why. And, you know, we have that built right into our Fast Start training. So a lot of this information, you know, in a little different way, is available to you all the time. And, of course, tonight's call will be recorded as well. So if I'm going too fast, just take a listen to the recording. But, you know, the bigger your why, the easier your how, which means, you know, why are you in business? Now, obviously, you're in business to make money. But how much money do you want to make? How much money do you need to make? And why do you want or need that money? So once you have a clear understanding of why you're in business, it's easier to accomplish or do the things necessary to accomplish what you want to make happen. So why are you in business? Are you in business to pay down debt? Are you in business to get out of that paycheck to paycheck cycle? Are you in business to, you know, pay for a house, a college education, retirement, a vacation, to quit your job, to take a new direction in your life? What is the reason that you started your Purium business? Is it financially based? Or is it to help other people? Is it to lift up other people, to support your community, to throw the red light on processed foods, and to really make sure that the friends and family and people you know are safe. And so what is the reason why you're doing this business? And the more clear you are as to why you're doing it, from a need basis, but also from a big picture desire basis. You know, if you could, if money wasn't an issue, you know, what would your life be like? And to get clear about what that looks like. And that's something that I find over and over and over again, is the stresses of life are so tough that it's hard, or you don't feel, really the right to think about what life would be like if you didn't have to stress about money. But it's helpful to take that stress off for 5 or 10 or 20 minutes and really write down, what would you do? Would you travel? And if you were going to travel, where would you go? You know, are you going to write a book or write a movie or fish or spend more time with your friends or more time with your family or more time golfing? What is it that really gets you excited to, you know, what is your goal in life? And that's important, because this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your opportunity, and you might as well think big, get clear, and understand that this can be a vehicle to help you to get where you want. And the more that you tap into that passion, the more that you get clear as to what this business is and what it can be for you, and you as the CEO of your business, then starting with your thoughts, starting with your heart, starting with your brain, your belief and your passion, all those things will drive your actions. Because the fundamentals are laid out there. You need to use these products, you need to do the transformation, you need to have a great experience and understand what it's like to eat clean and green. And you need to make a list of people and have healthy happy hours and have personal efforts, the ABC 1-2-3 fundamentals of activity that create new customers, that create new members, that drive your business. So no one's going to make this business successful for you. And no matter how big your ideas are, your why is, or your dreams are, until you put them into action, nothing's going to happen. And so that's where a lot of people, you know, get stopped. A lot of people don't write down their thoughts, so they don't do anything. Some people do write down their thoughts and their dreams and their hopes and their focus, but then they still don't do anything. So if you can get through those two phases, if you can get your heart and your brain involved, and you can get your mouth involved in your business and you're doing activity, then it really starts to come into turning those actions into habits, to really focus on consistency. And that's something that I've been seeing people do a better and better job, and the fastest growing groups are very, very consistent in their activities, in their actions, in their fundamentals. And so I've read, you know, that it takes 21 days to create a habit. I've also read that it takes 60 days to create a habit. I know that the most successful groups out there are focused on doing at least 4 healthy happy hours, same time, same day of the week, every week, over and over again for 4. And once you do 4, you're going to see the success that you're not going to want to stop. And importantly, you're going to be able to engage other people, which we'll talk about at the next phase. But, you know, by creating consistency, by creating a habit, it creates a seriousness in yourself that you are serious about your business, that you're willing to invest your time and your effort and sometimes your money into this business. And it creates an accountability to yourself. And so people can see you show up week after week after week. And it may start out, that first habit, that first consistency, maybe showing up at other people's healthy happy hour. So that's okay. You know, if your goal for your business is small, then just showing up and inviting people to a consistent healthy happy hour may be plenty. But if you really want to be have a bigger goal than that, then having your own consistent healthy happy hour week after week after week is going to be that habit, that consistency, that's going to be able to cause the ripples in your business. And that's what this is. This is a business of duplication. It's a business of leverage. And so once you have the thoughts, once you have the action, once you have the habits, then you can get to the next piece of the success formula, which is influence, which is leadership, which is affecting other people's hearts and other people's brains and other people's thoughts. And that's how duplication occurs. So you can imagine, and I know that people get frustrated all the time saying, I'm having a hard time enrolling other people, having a hard time influencing other people. I'm having a hard time getting other people to see what I see. Well, what are your thoughts? What are your beliefs? What are your passions? What kind of activity are you doing? What are the fundamentals that you're doing? And what are the habits that you're consistently doing? And until you get the thoughts, the action, and the habits, it's going to be hard to influence other people. So people that have the right thoughts, that are doing the right actions, and have created habits and consistency, almost all of them are succeeding. Almost all of them are able to influence others. So it's really that ABC 1-2-3, thoughts, actions, habits, and influence, that really creates the last piece, which is results. And so then, you know, as your business starts to grow, you'll have results to look at. You'll have results to measure. And we talk about setting SMART goals. It's right in the Fast Start training. Specific is the S. Measurable is the M. A is agreed upon. R is realistic. And T is time sensitive. So you set these SMART goals. Once your business starts getting moving, once your business starts getting rolling, that are specific and measurable and agreed upon and realistic and time sensitive, and then you're able to make the necessary adjustments to be able to say, oh, you know what, I'm going to do my healthy happy hour a little differently next time because I saw something that I hadn't seen before. Or I'm going to help somebody get started in a little different way than I had before. But you can't make adjustments if you're not moving. If you're not in action, if you're not consistently, if you don't have a habit that you're working against. And so, you know, you need to start with your brain and start with your heart, and then you move into all of that activity stuff, and then it comes back into your brain and your heart by figuring out, you know, what the results are that you're getting, and is that measuring up to what you are hoping to accomplish. So, you know, one more time, I'm going to go through the success formula. The what piece, just like thoughts turn into words and words into actions and actions into habit and habit into character, the success formula on the what side of things, the upward spiral of success for Purium, begins with thoughts, begins with the why, the belief, the passion. Number two is the action, the fundamentals of what you're doing in the business, and we spend lots of time talking about that. It's your personal efforts that are worthy of duplication. The third is the habits. It's the consistency that you're doing week after week after week that makes you serious and makes you accountable. The fourth is the influence. Then you can finally enroll other people. Then you can sign up other people. Then you can manage your business. And the fifth piece is the results. So that's the what of the success formula. But to me, maybe the more important is the how, is if you look at the star performers, they begin with the end in mind. That's the first thing. They know what they want their business to look like. The second thing is they're simple, they're clear, they're focused, they're in the present, and they understand how important it is. And the third is that they're always thinking bigger, faster, more energy, and more force. So, you know, you're the CEO of your own business. You can decide, you know, how serious you are. And importantly, I think you need to go through and say in the success formula, do I have the right thoughts? Do I have my why written down? Am I very clear as to what I'm going to do? Oh, good. Check mark. The next thing is action. Am I taking the products right? Did I make my list? Am I doing my healthy happy hour? Oh, good. Check mark. Now, the third thing, if I created a habit, am I consistently doing what I said? Oh, wait, I haven't consistently set up my healthy happy hours. I haven't consistently plugged into other people. I haven't consistently invited people to the Thursday night call. I haven't consistently done anything. That's where I'm stopped in the success formula. I better get a check mark there before I can really influence people on a consistent basis and have enough business success. So, you know, just look at that checklist as far as how you're doing it. Look at that success list as far as what you're doing. And, you know, there are people that are there to help you and lots of people that are there to inspire you and to motivate you. And so David Sandoval's going to be on tomorrow night to inspire and motivate you on product. Monica's going to be talking about losing 120 pounds. That could inspire and motivate you. Invite some people to both of those calls. And I guarantee you, your business is going to get a little bigger. Your belief's going to get a lot bigger. And that upward spiral is going to start to go faster and faster. So when the Cheshire Cat asks you, where do you want to go? You better know where you want to go. Otherwise, you're not going to be going anywhere. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. Congratulations again on the success that we've been having here in March. I hope that's turning into success for you, and I hope you got a little something out of tonight's call that you can focus on and put into action in your business this week. So catch you tomorrow night. I'm going to be on that call looking forward to hearing from David Sandoval. Good night, everybody.